talking to Lisi Wright. She's with the Minnesota bass band out of the Twin Cities called the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra. They are a very unique and powerful four-person ensemble. When I say unique, their music, mix of music is original bluegrass with the traditional styles also. But when you throw in a little jazz feel to it, add a touch of world element to it, and you come up with Galactic Cowboy Orchestra, or GCO. I know GCO has some pretty powerful players in a group. Can you tell us who they are and how the group came about?
Sure. I'm Lisi, and I'm the fiddle player. And my husband, John, is the bass player in the band. Mark O'Day on drums and Dan Neal on guitar. The band started, John just wanted to start a band that was playing technically challenging, improvisationally based music. He started jamming with Mark and Dan, and it was really working out well. John always says he had no idea the composer that Dan was. Dan is such a great writer, and he's kind of known around town as the country guy, but he's definitely a jazzer. He's a big Mahavishnu Orchestra fan, and it's pretty cool to hear how his writing comes together. And John's also a big writer, too. And they started as a trio jamming, and then they wanted a fourth member. So I wanted to be in the band because John was bringing home rehearsal tapes, and I was like, this is really cool. I want to do it. They were like, well, you've never played this kind of music before. You haven't played jazz. I don't know if that's going to work. So I was like, I'll prove it to you. So I came in, and we tried out some stuff, and it worked out. So
yeah, the whole band comes together just great.
And Dan and I, we really play well together. It's funny, you know, you get combos on stage, and some people just really meld well together, mm-hmm. or mesh. And Dan and I really do. We just have this kind of natural instinct when we're playing together, so that's pretty cool. We've played together for a long time in different country bands, so it's been awesome playing this kind of music with him. Been different, but that gelling still followed us into this band.
So how many years has the band been together?
Three years.
Dan, now, does he compose most of the music, or is it a collaboration on the whole band?
It's definitely a collaboration, but Dan writes out a lot of melodies, a lot of progressions, and some just entire songs. Dan and John are definitely the main songwriters in the band. Mark will bring in some grooves, like Memo 9 from that album. That was Mark.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's one of my favorites, actually. And so Mark brought the groove in, and then John came in and wrote some stuff on top of that. And I don't remember what else went into that. I'm sure everybody had a hand in it. But what they'll do is just bring something to a rehearsal, and then everybody works on it from there. So it is a collaboration for sure.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Memo 9, and I was going to ask you, which pieces what you like to perform on stage? Is that one of them?
Yeah, I love playing that song. It's so fun, and it's fun too because I get to use some effects. I use a harmonizer on that one, and it sounds pretty sweet.
Oh, okay.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
I'm very much into the progressive rock, so I like the ones that rock out. Yeah, and those are some of my faves to play, those big kind of end of set rockers.
We'll be right back.
you guys have gotten some great national attention, and you had a couple of your pieces performed on Prairie Home Companion. Which two pieces were they?
What happened was actually Dan had written a couple of these songs for Prairie Home Companion before he brought them to the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra, because Dan actually subs for Pat Donahue in the shoe band whenever Pat's not available. So Dan will go in and they'll have him write some songs. So he wrote Gypsy Grass Jump and Biscuit Breakdown from the first album and Cajun and Spurs from the second album. Sorry, from All Out of Peaches. And those were all actually originally penned for Prairie Home Companion and played on the radio on a Prairie Home Companion. And then he brought them to the band and we changed them up a little bit, added some parts. And we're also playing, we just booked the Dakota Jazz Club again on January 27th, which is a Friday.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's one of our favorite places to play in town for sure. It just makes sense for our music.
And then you're going to be heading off to New York State and Pennsylvania.
We've been working on traveling more, kind of finding our fans, people who really dig our music, and trying to play in front of them as much as we can. And so the Dakota is a great place for that here in Minnesota. Just kind of on our travels, we found that they love us in Binghamton, New York. And it's so fun to play Binghamton. We just kind of happened upon it. By accident, we decided to go on a tour, and I found this club in Binghamton. He was like, yeah, let's try it, but they really, it's great. So we'll be going back for our third time in March. And then they love us in Raleigh, North Carolina, so we're headed back for our third time in April to Raleigh for a festival, which will be super fun. I'm excited about that one. We are recording. We're starting to record our third original album. And I think this time we are going to have some vocals. We're writing some vocal songs, some vocal originals. So this next album will actually be a mix.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot of fun. It doesn't matter what you do. You're just enjoying it.
Yeah, we like to have a good time. Have a good time all the time, right?
That's right. There's no other way to do it. Wish you guys luck on your new CD.
Thanks very much, Dave. And we really appreciate the support from KAXE. I think I told you. We actually got a new fan in Dubuque, Iowa, and he was listening to KAXE online, so I thought that was kind of cool.
That is really neat. That was Lisi Wright, and she was with the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra, or called GCO, for 91.7 KAXE. I'm Dave Latham.